Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. This is the Tuesday, April the 7th edition. Little pause. At first, what we were going to do was we were going to talk about Mark Narducci's 12 great playoff games, and I'm butchering up the name of it. What's the name? Hey, what's up, Mark? But what's the name of your thing?
How you doing? Yeah, it's the 12 most memorable playoff games, the Golden Dozen for the Sixers.
The Golden Dozen. Well, we're going to parlay away from that a little bit. We're going to start that up probably in a couple of days. But right now, you know, we just want to talk about the NBA suspension. And really what we want to talk about is right now is should they continue the season? And I would like to, you know, hear what Mark has to say, and then I'll give my opinion. And then we'll talk about a couple other things. Like, you know, one thing in particular is I'm not really a big fan of them playing horse. You know, having a horse game, and nor am I a big fan of them playing NBA 2K on television, watching that stuff. Sorry, maybe I'm dating myself, but I don't really like it, or I'm not going to watch it, put it that way. But, you know, let's get it all started. Are you a fan of, I mean, like, some people are saying, hey, with this coronavirus, this COVID-19, you're seeing all these bodies dying. Why don't you just cancel the season? I mean, and what about you? What's your opinion, Mark?
Then my argument would be, yes, this is serious and that takes precedence, but then why not cancel everything else? I mean, you've got to try to get this country to rebound. And we understand that a basketball game or any sporting event is very minuscule when you're talking about lives at risk and all that. But you're also talking about a country that wants to have something to look forward to, a country that's looking to rebound. And the NBA is a business, and I think any business, if it's safe and if it's applicable, should be able to play. And let's be honest, Keith, nobody knows right now if they're going to be able to do that. I'm just saying, if it's at all possible, even without crowds, and I don't see how they could do it with crowds, then I'd say let's, you know, go for it. I mean, I think the country just can't be each day coming home and reading about coronavirus updates and everything like that. It's a terrible situation for everybody, but we all want to rebound. We all want to look for better things, and the resumption of a league is just all part of that, just like the resumption of restaurants, just like the resumption of other businesses is something that would get us something to look forward to. So, and that's not being heartless to all the people that have died and all the people that have suffered. And yeah, everyone's heart goes out to them. But we also want to get to the next level and live our lives where we can have things to look forward to, and also make our economy get going so people can afford to pay their bills and have better lives. So I'm all for resuming it.
Now, okay, so in order for them to resume it, what has to happen in your eyes for them to be able to resume it?
Well, I don't think we're going to get a vaccine between now and July. That would obviously be a game changer, but you have to see the numbers go down, and you have to have a situation where wherever, if you do hold something, you have to be able to have immediate testing for all the people to go in there to be able to make sure that they're not going to be able to infect people. Can all that happen in a couple months? I don't know, Keith. I really don't know. But I think that if you're going to do this, and let's be honest, in like Korea, where they've tried to start the baseball season and everything like that, it hasn't happened. They've had some problems. So no one knows if it's able to happen, you know. But if it is able to, and you can say that it's going to be safe, then I would do it. And I also would be one of those that would want to have it, if not at one site, maybe at two different sites. Because if you're not playing in front of crowds, you know, you want to get to a kind of a central location where you think it'll all work. Again, the odds for it happening, my guess right now is it's pretty good, going to be tough to do. But if at all possible, I'd love to see it resume.
Yeah, me personally, when it first happened, well, when we first had the suspension, you know, I couldn't wait to get back out there. I mean, I just couldn't. I couldn't wait to go out there and say, you know, let's hurry up and get this stuff started. You know, I want to resume these 17 playoff games. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this, but I find myself whenever I'm not working, whenever I'm not, you know, doing things around the house, I find myself watching CNN, you know, watching other cable news outlets, watching the local news, you know, seeing the governor of New York, seeing his press conference, the governor of New Jersey, the governor of Pennsylvania. And the more and more I watch, the more and more I think that, again, if they come back, you know, I want to be there. But the more and more I think, like, is it really this important to continue this season? I mean, that's just my opinion. And the reason being is because, you know, we're saying all this stuff about vaccines. You know, you're hearing, like, in like you said, in Korea, where they tried to start the season over for baseball and they haven't. You see how in China they tried to do the same thing for basketball and it's taken a while. And you say to yourself, like, man, what could go wrong? And, you know, I believe it was Saturday where, you know, President Trump spoke to the commissioners of all the major leagues, sporting leagues, and he came back and said, hey, we want to be back in September, you know, with fans out there. And then the California governor had his press conference, and he shot that down quick, fast, in a hurry. And when I get right back from the commercial break, I want to continue my thought. But he shot that down quick, fast, in a hurry. And now I'm saying to myself, like, what would happen if, first of all, in the NBA, let's just say it's going to be at a central location, right? I mean, it's probably not going to be any fans. And then it's going to be, everyone's going to have to be quarantined. You know, you do this, you do that. And what happens if somebody gets it? And then all of a sudden, it's just going to be a panic. Now, secondly, you, first of all, in order for you to go to a state, I believe that the governor of that state is going to have to okay it. He's going to have to say, all right, because now what they say is you can't have a crowd bigger than 50. Well, right then and there, each basketball team has 15 players, right? So what if you just don't make, you know, the guys who aren't active, you know, right then and there, you just say, I'm going to have 12 guys. Well, that's 24 right there. Then you have the coaching staffs. Then you have, you know, other people. So you're going to be right at 50 right there. I mean, if not more. And then you're going to want to have the TV people, a couple media. So it's just going to be, I don't know, man. It's just so much. Now, again, like you said, if they can get a vaccine, if they can do this, which probably won't happen in time. Now, again, my job, I want to be out there. But the more that I see stuff, and like, you know, yesterday was 2 days ago, was my grandfather's birthday. He turned 96. I would have loved to be there, but I can't. I couldn't because of all this, because of I don't want to go there, happen to, like, you know, I got tested. I'm negative. But who knows what could have happened, what can happen, you know, on my way over there. So I'm saying this to say that as much as I love basketball and as much as I want to be there, you know, and I do, and I, you know, and I'll do whatever I can to be there. But when you think of the grand scheme right now, when I keep seeing all these bodies and I keep hearing all this other stuff, and, you know, you see the governor of New Jersey talking about, hey, we don't have enough ventilators. You know, the governor of New York saying that we both live in Jersey. And we're seeing what's going on. And you say, I know it's an escape. But right now, is it really worth it?
Keith, that's an excellent point. And to me, in my opinion, there is no wrong answer. You're not wrong. I don't think I'm wrong either. We may have differing opinions. Mm-hmm. But we're both in the same conclusion that we don't want it done unless there are guarantees of safety. again, what I sometimes wonder is if they don't have a season, does that automatically guarantee they could have a next season? You know, I mean, if it's to that point. And maybe not if it's not safe. I don't know. With these professional sports, and even like with college football, there is just so much television money at stake. And that's why they'd be willing to play in front of empty arenas to be able to recoup some of that TV money. Can they make it safe? I don't know. The CDC has that ban about, you were talking about, 50 people. And actually, the president, I think, is limited to 10 now. And that's through May 9th. So, and I don't expect May 10th. They say, okay, everyone can go do everything they want. So there is still a lot to be done. I personally don't think they're going to have a season, but I still remain hope, and I would like to see it if it is all can fit into the whole safeness of everything.
And something else that we didn't talk about is, like, so the way that these players aren't doing anything, now some of them have home gyms. Who knows, some guys are probably doing stuff they're not supposed to. They're going out with buddies and playing and practicing. But it's going to have to take a training camp all over again. You know, they're going to, like, let's just say if they just go straight to the playoffs. I mean, at least it's going to have to take a training camp.
There's
you know,
no question.
You're going to have to do that, right? And then you're going to rush the season. And I think, like, let's just say if, like, October, November, maybe December, like, I can see if they don't play, and if you want to be safe, 100% safe, yeah, maybe you may push it back. Maybe you might push the season back and have an abbreviated season, so to speak, an abbreviated regular season. I'm talking about for next year. You know, maybe they can do that. Now, again, I would love for them to come back this year. I mean, like, I would love to cover it. But at the same, because that's my job, and I'm, you know, you get tired of sitting in the house, you know, looking out the window, or whatever. I mean, I go for walks, 2 walks a day, you know, when there's no one else out there. But I would love to be back doing my job, you know, I would love that. But at the same time, I just don't know if it's smart. I just don't know it, and it's just. It's one of those things where it's something that's currently out of our control. You know, if you don't have basketball, if you don't have pro sports, but at the same time, you'll have your health. You know, and here's my concern. When they do come back, and this is just something I'm going to talk about just quick, then we get into something else. Are people still going to be able to afford it? Like, because, you know, I don't even know what the number is, because the number keeps rising as far as the unemployment rate. And last time I checked, going to a basketball game was a luxury to people. It wasn't like, hey, let's just go. It's not like a need is a want. Now, you may say I need to go, but really it's a luxury, it's a want. And do you think about, and I'm not talking about the millionaires, you know, I'm not talking about them, but I'm talking about, and I'm not talking about the people who make over six figures, way over six figures, to where, you know, they have fun. But can a family of four, a blue collar worker, afford to keep going to these games now when they lost their job? I mean, that's the tough thing that we have to deal with as a country. You know, that's a tough thing. And let me go to this commercial break, and I'll let you answer it. All right, go ahead, man.
Well, Keith, you before we went to commercial, you had mentioned about will people be able to afford these games? There's another problem. How many people will want to go to these games and sit next to people and be enclosed with people? You know, because there's still going to be that fear of it. So between that and the fact that many are out of work and many won't be able to afford it, I think you're right on with your assessment that I think it's going to be very, very tough for these teams to be not only selling out, but even coming close to doing that.
And we're talking about, for some of you guys that think we're not talking about this summer. What we're talking about is next season moving forward. You know, now, here's the thing. Right now, Mark, you know, we talked about a little bit. You know, they're talking about playing the horse. They're going to have the game of horse. It's going to probably come out on ESPN. You know, they have the NBA 2K game where, you know, the players are playing it. And I'll be honest with you, it was a Friday night. I'm bored. I'm channel surfing. And I see, like, on this thing where ESPN has this on. So I click on. They had a guy talking. You know, I'm like, oh, man, like, I don't want to see him. Like, I want to see the game. I want to see something. And the more, like, I'm waiting. It's like a half an hour pregame show. I'm like, really? For this? Right? So, needless to say, I never watched it. I didn't. I mean, I turned it off. I mean, I start looking at the Discovery Channel, right? So my thing is, it's like, I get it. It's nothing else to do. A friend of mine said that it's better than nothing. But I don't know if watching players play 2K and then watching guys play horse, and they're not even in the same arena. Like, one guy may be in L.A., the other guy could be in Miami at their home gyms. I'm not really into that, man. Am I wrong?
No. Well, it's everyone's opinion. I'm the same way. I wouldn't watch 2K if it were the last thing. I'm one of these people that if there isn't something I want to watch on, I'm just not watching. I've watched so little television during this time. So 2K, I wouldn't tune it in if it was the only thing on television. Horse, same thing. I'm not interested, but I believe, Keith, that the horse, if ESPN is able to pull it off, that's going to get ratings. Because I think there are sports fans that are just so starved for anything that they will watch that. I do. I won't be one of them, but I do believe that they will get some decent ratings to see that if they're able to pull it off.
Now, if they really wanted to get some ratings to me, like for me, is I forget what year it was. I think it was, what, 82 or 81? I don't know. I think it's 82. The NCAA National Championship, when Michael Jordan went from Michael to Michael Jordan when he made that. I'm not even going to say he made the game-winning shot. Everybody gives him credit for the game-winning shot, which was a great shot. But, you know, that was the first college basketball game that I actually watched. I was a kid, and I shouldn't repeat this, but if you hear this, Mom, I'm sorry, but everyone was asleep, right? And, you know, as a kid, I snuck downstairs to get something to drink out of the refrigerator, and I, like, turn on the TV, and I'm watching this game, and I stayed up and I watched the whole thing, right? And, like, I couldn't share with my family the next morning that I saw the guy throw the ball away to James Worthy, and they won the game. Because, you know, it was, like, weird. Like, what was you doing up? But I was a kid, and that's what happened. But, like, stuff like that intrigues me. Like, watching games like that. You know what I mean?
By the way, that team, that was kind of the golden age of college basketball when seniors and juniors still stayed. And they had James Worthy and Sam Perkins and, you know, Michael Jordan maybe at that time was maybe the third best player on that team, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And they play the, you know, the great Georgetown team, and yeah, that was great. The one thing I would love to see, Keith, I'm an old ABA fan. I'd like to see some old ABA games, some Dr. J, maybe not with the Virginia Squires, but Dr. J with the New York Mets, David Thompson with the old Denver Nuggets, George Gervin with the San Antonio Spurs, the red, white, and blue ball. The old Indiana Pacers with Mel Daniels. And mm-hmm. I mean, I would love to see the ABA. I would love to see some old ABA. Maybe some real old ABA when Rick Barry was still there. And I would just enjoy it. I would enjoy seeing the ABA because it's actually one of my passions. I really, you know, for a league that was around 9 years, it really didn't get on television a whole lot. And people didn't realize how great a lot of the players were until they started coming into the NBA and becoming all-stars there too.
Yeah, and would you also, in closing, would you also love to see the 1983 NBA Finals between the Sixers and the Lakers? That would be interesting too.
Oh, sure, and I'm sure they're going to, and maybe they have shown some of these. You know, we're not watching 24 hours a day, but yeah, that would be.
I'm talking
terrific.
About all. Well, the game went what, six series and won six, was it, or was it four? How many games?
83 went four.
The final, yeah, the four, yeah,
they
four.
They swept them in four. Although, an interesting note in that is the Sixers were down at halftime in every game in that series.
Well, all I know is I want to see those, all four of those games. That's what I want to see. I want to see all four of them.
You know, I think as this drags on, you may get your wish. You know, you may get your wish eventually to see that.
Yeah. And maybe the Michael Jordan slam dunk contest when everybody says he robbed Dominique Wilkins. I mean, you know, let's see stuff like that. I don't know. It's just, to me, seeing horse is cool. But I, you know, that's just not me. But hey, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for joining this podcast, and I want to thank y'all for listening, and have a great day.